Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. We hope it is treating you good. This May 26th, 2023. It is 7:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. Maloff here. I am joined by our head of production, Mr. Seth Havager.
Good morning, everyone.
Hope you're having a good start to your day out there. We're going to make darn sure you're ready for this long three-day weekend coming up.
Yeah, that's right.
Happy Memorial Day weekend, everybody. We are going to get into Memorial Day, of course, touch on that a couple different ways. We'll also get into there is a new type of fabric that could be mosquito-proof.
I'm intrigued.
Want to talk about that. It's the, quote, unofficial start of summer. So we're going to talk a little bit about sunscreen, of course.
How many unofficial starts of summer are there out there?
There's at least four or five.
That's a lot.
This is like the fourth or fifth one. We've got the best places to camp. We'll talk about that a little bit later, too.
Nice.
We have a British accent thing we've got to do, where we're going to talk about that. And there's a lady that, if we have time, I'd like to fit it in, who is amazing with these. Just watched a video. I'm working on an accent for a role and watched this lady just for the heck of it. And then I saw a side video, and she does like 25 accents in like 5 seconds or something like that.
Whoa.
It's amazing. It's really cool. We're going to see if we can play that for you. We'll have some fun with some other things. And of course, we got our usual unusual suspects throughout the show today. It's a Friday. So in a little bit, Seth and I will get into our National Day of calendar. We will kick things off in the 8 o'clock hour with live and direct update from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Let you know how the weather is going to be this weekend, on Monday, all of that. After that's done, we'll get into Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club. Then we'll have Melissa's News. And after that, you are going to be given opportunity to be our star of the day.
It is Friday.
You'll have a chance to call up and guess the theme song that the TV show Seth and I play. And if you get it right, you'll win a family pack from our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
Woohoo!
That is two adult meals, two kids meals. That is a meal you do not have to cover this weekend.
Perfect for this weekend.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, Culver's is great. The only thing better is free Culver's.
That's right.
That's in the 8 o'clock hour, 9 o'clock hour. We'll get in some entertainment news, let you know what's new on your small screen and big screens. Also have some other touch. Mike Myers having a birthday the other day, and he's in the news again today for something with Wayne's World that I don't think the audience is going to see coming.
Oh, I am curious.
That's coming up for you a little bit later. And, of course, that ain't right stories. Good stories of the day. A lot of good local stuff we want to touch on with Memorial Day coming up, events coming up that we want to tell you about and everything. All that on the way.
Yes, indeed.
And, of course, we'll wrap up Morning Magazine for the week afterwards from 10 to 11 today. Be sure to join us for that. In part one, we're going to talk to Peggy Kurth. She's a volunteer coordinator with the EDRC. And in part two, we'll wrap up the week with our good friend, superintendent of the Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools, Craig Broren.
All right.
We're going to have a good conversation
always,
there.
Always with him, yep.
Seth, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right. It's Friday. I'm looking forward to the weekend. But it's been, you know, it's this has been a really busy week, you know, because we've got we're going to talk about it, you know, Monday, we won't be here because of things. But because of that, when you have that extra day off, there's a lot of extra stuff you have to do before the weekend.
Yes.
Because of all the, you know, one extra day that you have to plan for and everything. Of course, Pam does the majority of that work, getting all the logs ready and everything.
Yeah.
But because it was Memorial Day, we had lots of Memorial Day messages throughout the Civic Media Network. So it was all hands on deck. So anyone... Yeah. So the group of us that were producers, we were getting stuff left and right, and we're throwing stuff out. So it was, it was a pretty busy week this week.
I imagine it has been. This morning, Seth came in, and I'd forgotten what his face looks like. His head has been spinning.
Yeah.
His head has been just spinning around like crazy. I appreciate all the work, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate
all
the work.
It's been fun, though, too. So, yeah.
Good to hear. And it's been it is a fun time. It's a fun, busy we get into this time of year. We've got a lot coming up. We got Petpalooza we're going to talk about a little bit later. We're looking forward to that event and so many other great events. We're going to be trying to get out there as much as we can this summer.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think I think that we've really flipped with the audience a bit here. With Marcus, we were really in the community a lot. And with Civic, we really haven't been in the community at all.
Right.
And it's kind of a been a weird reverse. So we're going to try to get out there more.
It looks like we've got some stuff lined up. So stay tuned. We got some really fun things that are going to be happening. So
very excited about that. I wanted to preview our weekend lineup for everybody and let people know what is in store for Monday.
Yes, indeed.
And things kick off, get really rolling on the weekends right at the top of the hour at 7 o'clock with, of course, the Sunshine Poker Show.
That's right.
It may be the greatest show you ever hear.
Ever.
Join Tim Hubbelt for that every Saturday starting at 7. Tim scours the universe looking for the greatest obscure, wonderful polka there is.
I'll bet you could find a polka from Saturn.
He could. If anybody could, it would be Tim.
That's right.
I genuinely believe that is the greatest polka show you will ever hear.
Yep.
Not only because Tim's a great talker, great banter, but it brings you some really unique, fun polka.
Yes.
Be sure to check it out, everybody.
I got to figure out how long he's been doing this. It's lost in time, I think. We don't know. Has he always done this?
No. I'm pretty sure that radio was invented, and like 2 days later, Tim started his show. Yeah, I asked him that once. I think it was at the Christmas party we had with Heart of Wisconsin. We had that Christmas party, and I've been thinking about that, and I asked him. I don't think he was sure.
he probably doesn't remember.
Like, either, I'm not sure. I think I saw Moses. That we're looking forward to that. And of course, you can catch that show at 1 as well on Sunday.
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
On Saturday, we also have a fantastic show that we appreciate you making so popular, Over the Back Fence, from 11 to noon.
Mm-hmm.
Join my man Seth here for that. Bring him your items you're looking for, items you want to sell. Garage sale season.
Yep, that's right. I want calls, people. I want to be sitting there and not have my fingers flying over the board, getting everything on there. Also, shout out to Jeff Clark and Associates, the sponsor for Over the Back Fence.
That's right. We got a sponsor.
Yeah, sponsor for that. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And as a side note to everybody out there, Seth's not kidding about the calls. Him and I have a little bit of a competition of who can get more calls.
Yeah.
So, you know, it really helps his average when you call up and join him and stuff. Hey, call up, say hi, let us know your Memorial Day weekends, all that.
Mm-hmm.
424-2600 is how you join us for Over the Back Fence, just like you do on the show here.
Yep.
Be sure to join Seth every weekend from 11 to noon. Got anything fun lined up this weekend with Seth Faces the Music from 6 to 8, Seth?
Yes. Now I have to think now. So today, this weekend on Sunday, my theme is talking.
Oh, nice.
Talk. I've done walking. It's like, now I got to walk.
Walk this way.
Yeah, that's right. So we're going to be doing some talking. We're going to be some talking
Very cool.
on Sunday.
Very cool.
And you could probably think of a few off the top of your head that might cross your mind.
I would think that you almost have to have the talking heads in there.
Well, I actually don't.
Yeah?
I don't.
Okay.
But right. I do have
it was too easy to talk about.
Some Bonnie Raitt in there.
There you go, yeah.
Which came to me late, and I'm very sad. I'm like, wait, how come I didn't think of this one before? It's a great song.
I can't imagine how many times that happens to you with these themes.
Yes.
Like your theme is winter and you're getting right. Hazy Shade of Winter. Dang it. Why did I think of that?
Almost every time I've got my list almost completed and then I think of one, a very popular, well-known. I'm like, why didn't I think of that one? What's going on here?
It was right under the nose.
It was right there.
That is a great theme. That is going to be fun. That is going to be a good episode. Looking forward to that. Be sure to join us for Seth Mace's Music every Sunday from 6 to 8. And then we have Director's Cut from 8 to 9. And this Sunday, we have a really unique episode for you. We have a tribute to Jeff Goss happening this Sunday. Looking forward to it. We just had the guys in yesterday, Mark, Milo, and Lars.
Mm-hmm.
We had Lars with us as well. And I love and look forward to every chance I get to talk to Mark Larson or Milo Plant. Mm-hmm. I love both of them, and I look up to both of them in many ways as an entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
They've been doing this for a long time in this area.
Yeah.
Got so many great stories. They're such great talkers and so good at what they do and so giving of their time and their stories and everything. I've never gotten to talk to Lars. And the Lars and the Lizards, one of those early bands I saw out here.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a little humbling. It was a little interesting. I had to settle myself for a second there. I was all excited and wanted to just drill him with 100 questions.
In the presence of legends, yes.
We got to spend our time sharing stories and talking about Jeff Goss, Weevil. For many people in this area, Jeff entertained us for many years and helped promote different events in this area for many years. His family's got a long standing around here. We talk to his sister all the time from Encourage and everything. Jeff meant a lot to me, but what he meant to these guys, what he meant to this community is unparalleled. So
yeah.
Being able to spend an hour talking about him, we've got a bunch of his music that we're going to play in there from the Weevils, KGP, the Lizards, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to be able to do that. A big thank you to Milo for that.
He had all the stuff. Yeah, he gave me a whole bunch of music yesterday. So
I've got like 90 CDs that he gave me, and I was going through some of them and everything, and Milo comes over with a flash drive.
Yeah,
like, how is he more up to date than I am? It was great. It was really cool. We appreciate that. And we'll see. We'll see. We may do something like this again. I realized in the conversation that I don't know how you put anybody in an hour.
Hard.
I mean, it's pretty difficult. And I feel like there's some stuff that we just didn't spend enough time on. So.
But we're also focusing more, I think, this on the music. I think that's the main reason we wanted to put this out, to let everyone know how talented he was.
A tribute to Jeff Goss this Sunday on Director's Cut from 8 to 9. Greatly appreciate you joining us for that, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at Monday, Memorial Day, got a nice lineup for you. It's going to be fun. Going to have some good stuff on Memorial Day. We will get more into that because from 7 to 8. We are going to have the Sunshine Polka Show from 7 to 8. It'll be this past weekend's Sunshine Polka Show. And then after that, we're going to have Seth Faces the Music.
Yep.
So and that one will it be the talking episode?
I think it'll be the same one, yeah.
Okay. With Director's Cut, we wanted to do something for Memorial Day, a little fun and everything. So we're going to replay our first episode of The Lizards episode that we had.
Yeah.
That was one of our more successful and really talked about and popular episodes. So I thought it'd be fun to replay that for anybody that might not have been able to hear it.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, so, it was great. It turned out really nice.
So that'll be 9 to 10, I believe,
yep.
on Sunday. Monday.
9, 10 to, something like that.
So be sure to join us for that. Now, of course, if you can't catch us for any of these, that's all right, everybody, because, of course, we are podcasted on civicmedia.us. So just go there right now and go ahead and bookmark the page. You can stream us 24/7 there. And please, everybody, please stream us.
Stream us.
That's important. The numbers are important down in Madison.
I wanted to remind everyone that if you've got an Echo Dot or an Alexa, all you have to do is say Alexa or whatever, Google Play Locally Grown Radio, WFHR, and it will pop up.
That's awesome.
That's all you got to say.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I like that. Yeah, do that, everybody, and then tell me how it went. 424-2600. So I wanted to remind you as well that on Monday, there is a very beautiful, very unique thing starting off. And while Memorial Day is all about Memorial Day, and that should never be missed or twisted. I want you to have a good time. I want you to have a safe weekend. Do your part to make sure that you are paying respect to what Memorial Day truly is and what it's all about, and thanking a veteran, thanking a soldier, thinking about those that we have lost. Mm-hmm. We have the traveling Vietnam Wall exhibit that I know I want to check out, and I know many others already have. Encourage you to do that. We have it right here in state, I believe in the Rhinelander area. Go ahead and check that out. And, of course, we have Rafter Baseball.
Yes.
And that is one of the signs not only of summer, it is the signs of good things to come.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do we love Rafter Baseball, but we love winning, and we've got a good feeling about this season. Really feeling good about this season.
You know, no one could have predicted what happened last season with Rafters. One of those, that was a pretty remarkable season. But, we've said it before, the Rafters are kind of like a wipe the slate clean. You know, there's a lot of different guys that come every year.
Yeah.
So you don't know exactly what's going to happen, but nothing wrong with being optimistic about the season. I think we should all be that way.
Some new faces, some familiar faces, and some of those familiar faces are making me feel a little confident, including Coach being back. That's pretty nice. So it's going to be a fun season. We're going to find out how it all starts off. They take on the Lakeshore Chinooks in Game 1 this coming Monday at 6:20. Our pregame will start. We'll have this is a two-game header here. So on Tuesday, keep in mind, Playmakers will be readjusted due Tuesday, so we'll join you from 10 to 11 live in Direct Talk and Sports and previewing the Rafters, not only how their first game went, but the game coming up on Tuesday at 5:50 as they wrap up that two-game series against Lakeshore.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun. Rafter Baseball back on your dial, everybody. We're going to take a break. We'll come back with our National Day of Calendar and plenty more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back, everyone, to the morning show here at WFHR. Seth and James here with you. Time to dive into our national day of calendar for this May 26, 2023. It is National Paper Airplane Day.
Oh, wow. Wait, I remember this from last year.
Last year, the three of us, Melissa, you and I, made paper airplanes and we chucked them around here and poked each other's eyes out. Yeah. It was a lot of fun. Just starting to get my cornea back.
Being able to see again, and people didn't know that.
There was a lot. We're not kidding. We actually did have a lot of fun doing that.
We did.
I did not expect that. It was a bit of a, playing into the radio stuff and everything. Yeah. And let's have some fun and make paper airplanes. I didn't expect it to be so much fun. I missed doing that.
Yeah, it was good. It was cool.
Since then, have you caught yourself making any more? Because I have. I have at least two or three more.
I think so, probably because I've got kids. And they probably, I've gotten involved with them making, because they like to make paper airplanes too. So
for at least a week or two there, I was kind of, not, I wouldn't say obsessed, but I was really like angered that mine didn't fly. And I was trying to like, do I need the bend?
Go back to the drawing board, man.
Do you try to do different things with the wings and stuff too, where you're doing all these weird origami and it's not helping it at all? But
get the blueprints readjusted there.
Yeah, let's take a phone call. Good morning, you're on the show.
I just want to point out that I won that paper airplane.
I kind of thought it would be her. Yeah.
Yes.
In case you guys forgot, and I want to remind our listeners, I totally won that contest.
She's got a good point. She's got a good point. Her plane had a good point.
An excellent
farther.
Point, yes.
Should we be honest and tell everybody that none of them flew that far, though? Melissa beat us, but it's not like any of them went that far.
No.
That was great.
Mine went all the way to the end of the hallway.
Right, it did.
How wonderfully mine flew. In fact, I think it ran into a wall before it crashed.
I think it would have kept going. I actually now remember it would have kept going.
Going for the darn wall, you know.
We may never have seen that thing again until it made a trip. It may have came back today. It may have made a full circle trip.
Okay, now you're just getting all tales.
Melissa, I'm glad you called up. We wish you a happy Memorial Day weekend. Enjoy your weekend.
You too. Enjoying listening to you guys. Have a great morning.
Have a great morning, Mel. She's
at least
the best.
Someone is.
She's awesome. That was great. That was so good. I couldn't tell who was calling. Yeah. I saw the caller ID. I didn't know who that was. That was great. Enjoy. Make some paper airplanes today, everybody. You'd be surprised how much you miss doing that kind of stuff.
Harmless fun. Harmless fun, yeah.
It is World Dracula Day. Blah.
Everyone, you got to get out your best Bela Lugosi, because everyone, that's what you do with Dracula, right? Blah, blah. I'm gone to suck your blood.
Children of the night. Children of the night. You have to like elongate it a little bit. Children, my children of the night. Dracula is one of those fun characters. We've all like played vampires or different things for Halloween or any of that kind of stuff. The interesting thing to me is how this character still stays alive. Pun intended. Pun intended, actually. But yes,
how he stays unalive. Undeath or whatever it's called.
The character is old as dirt, and it's still just as popular. It's still just as big. There could be another Dracula movie coming out in the next couple of years, and it might do well.
Man, you know, I think that there's like an unofficial race going on between the fictional portrayals, well, I guess fictional characters, the portrayals of Dracula and Sherlock Holmes in media.
Yeah.
Like, those are the two most popular characters that have been portrayed. So, I don't know. I think Dracula's probably got an edge right now.
Bram Stoker's Dracula, of course, remains the pinnacle, the most collected, respected piece as well of his work. But cinema-wise, there's been a lot of great performances. But for me, Gary Oldman's performance in Bram Stoker's Dracula is the epitome of Dracula. He cuts his tongue with a razor blade, for God's sake. He's amazing in it. He's incredible. He's dark. He is scarier in that to me than Jack Nicholson is in The Shining. And it's nothing against Jack's performance or anything like that. It's just that the way that Gary Oldman acts, it's just you. If you know and you've seen his other work, you know he's way too, like, he goes way deep in this. He's not a crazy person. He's one of the nicest people to work with, apparently. Mm-hmm. But man, when he gets a dark character,
He goes with it. And you got to give him credit, because you know that's such a role that we, you know, like we just did, you know, the whole Bela Lugosi thing. It's hard to make your own stamp on it, but he sure did.
I would love to play that role someday. Mm. I think that would be
it's a really fun role.
Yeah. Tim Young, our good friend over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. Tim's played that part before. And, I've jealously asked him how it went and things like that many times, and we've talked about it. Seems like a fun role. National Road Trip Day.
Mm.
Let's go. you have to do that if you're going. If you're going on a road trip, at one point you have to go.
Yeah. I was gonna say, have you ever been on a road? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, right.
No one does that.
Not since I was a kid. Okay. Basically,
then it makes sense that you would do that. Woo! Yeah.
Yes. Road trips are great,
but they're fun. Yeah,
enjoy. Have a road trip this weekend if you can fit one in. Even if maybe it's just going to, you know, a town over or something like that. You guys are going for a bit of a road trip this weekend.
Yeah, we'll probably head down to my sister's at some point. So cool. Yeah, down in southern Wisconsin. Yeah, it'll be fun.
Safe travels, everyone. We'll talk a little bit more about travel times and everything during our Memorial Day talk a little bit later. And it's Don't Fry Day.
Oh, I get it. Friday.
Be aware of the dangers of the sun exposure and try hosting an indoor picnic or movie marathon on the Council for Skin Cancer Prevention No Fry Day.
Their timing is terrible. Okay, yeah, we are just getting some really nice days here. Yeah. You know, like summer days. We don't want to go inside. We want to go outside.
No.
We've been inside enough.
I don't want to take, obviously, skin cancer lightly or any of these things lightly. But, yeah, Seth's point is very adamant. Get some sunscreen on. Get outside. Have some fun.
Get some sunscreen on. Yeah.
Take care of your skin.
Mm-hmm.
It's World Lindy Hop Day.
Ooh, that's a fun dance.
The Lindy Hop is a form of swing dancing popularized in the 1920s Harlem that is seeing new popularity. Take a class or visit an authentic big band jazz club.
Nice.
I love dancing. I've never done this, but I love the idea of taking a class to learn one of these kind of dances, especially when it comes to like zoot suit, big band.
Oh yeah,
kind
right.
Kind of the high flying kind of dancing and everything.
Yeah,
whipping somebody around and like it just seems like a lot of fun.
And generally, if you're watching an old movie and you watch them, you know, do those dances that you're talking about, that's generally what they're doing. Is the Lindy Hop.
Yeah, I should be correct about this. It's fun because I'm a guy. you watch those videos and stuff, and the woman weighs like 5 pounds, and they're just whipping her around.
I know.
Like there's no care in the world for her safety.
It looks so dangerous.
It does. There's parts of it that does. Yes. So I have a feeling, as light as I am, they might try to reverse it on me, whoever I did this dance with or whatever.
You and She-Hulk. She-Hulk
just flipping me around like I'm a pizza. Yeah. Like I'm a, like, you know, something. Was that stereotypical on me since I'm Italian that I said pizza? Did I just stereotype myself there?
No, you didn't say that pizza, you know.
Did I just get canceled for making a joke about myself? Am I the first person in the history to get canceled for making a joke on myself?
Start it with like Mamma Mia, then you're okay.
That would be my luck though. James, you're canceled by society. But I was making fun of myself.
Sorry, can't do that.
Wokeism has gone way too far. We're canceling everybody now, just to be careful, just to be safe. Everybody's done. National Blueberry Cheesecake Day.
Oh, I love blueberries. Not so much cheesecake, but blueberries. I'm all for those.
Blueberries are good. Blueberries on cheesecake is a perfect combination.
I think I have some big cheesecake lovers in my family, and they would wholeheartedly agree with you.
I love cheesecake. Cheesecake is wonderful. Looking into tomorrow on the 27th, it is National Sunscreen Day, so keep that going, everybody.
Yeah, let's do it.
National Grape Popsicle Day. There's a good one.
Grape, just nothing else. You can only have grape popsicles.
Only grape popsicles. I do love grape flavors.
Yeah.
And National Cellophane Tape Day. Call me Cellophane, Mr. Cellophane.
Yep.
You can sing that all day tomorrow. And enjoy some cellophane tape. We are very fortunate to have tape.
Tape is pretty cool.
Yeah.
When you think about it, tape is pretty neat.
Yeah, actually, let me look at something here.
Okay.
Do they have the history? Cellophane tape was invented in the 1930s with the purpose of putting a seal on an amazing new substance called, you guessed it, cellophane, they call me. Okay.
Okay, there you go.
It was developed by Richard Drew.
Oh.
And was called Scotch Tape, and now bears a very recognizable trademark, though.
Right, yep, from the 3M company, as a matter of fact.
Interesting, interesting. Okay. I was curious how long, 1930s, that adds up.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Taking a look at Sunday, of course, it's National Hamburger Day.
Hamburger Day.
National Brisket Day. Both of those are fantastic.
Make a brisket hamburger. And that sounds good, actually.
Ooh, that does sound really good. Nicely done.
Yeah.
And Amnesty International Day is Sunday as
good
well.
Good one, yeah.
My mother and I have been a part of Amnesty since I was a kid.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's
it's a
cool.
great organization doing some amazing work around the world. And you think about how long they've been around, over 100 years, and they've been doing this, and all the different people that they have probably helped and saved. Yeah.
Yep.
And the Indianapolis 500 is Sunday.
All right.
Get yourself some tickets to the Indy 500 and see some of the fastest racing in the world.
Yeah, I can't afford that. But anyway,
yeah, right. Yeah, 1909, first Indy 500 was hosted.
Wow, 1909.
Even in those early days, over 15,000 people would attend the race.
Wow.
Leading to the renovation of the track, too, because the track had been like it was a circle, basically. The track then was made of little but gravel and tar. And the first 100-lap race that there actually had two fatalities due to breaks in the asphalt.
Oh, whoa. Ooh.
So
yikes.
Obviously, good reasons why they changed, you know, they fixed it up.
I'm glad they did that. Yes.
And, of course, looking at Memorial Day, Monday the 29th, there's a handful of things for that day.
Oh, there is. Wow.
It's Learn About Composting Day. That's a good one.
Excellent. Yes.
International Everest Day.
All right. Let's all hail the mountain.
Yes. Yes. would you scale Everest if you had the time and the ability that you retired, all those things?
No, my luck, I'd run across a Yeti or something like that.
And I would like to do it. Oh, you know, but now that you say that, that's how I – hey, look, Yetis are real. And nobody sees
that's
me.
It, yeah,
and,
right?
That's it.
Yeah, right.
That's it. My last words. You are real. National Biscuit Day is Monday as well.
Yummy.
Put a pillow on your fridge day.
Huh?
Yeah.
Someone's pulling our leg here.
Well, this actually may have some history to it, okay. And I'm going to embarrass myself, but I'm sharing this because I love our audience, and I ask our audience all the time and our guests all the time to be vulnerable and be honest.
Okay.
When I was little, we moved around a lot, and I had a security blanket.
Mm-hmm.
Only we were poor, so it wasn't a blanket, it was a pillowcase.
Hey.
And apparently, I liked it cold. So my mother and my Nana would put the pillowcase in the freezer at like an hour or two before I went to bed, hoping that it would put me to sleep. It never did, but it helped a little bit. But yes, so I have a little history with this, and this is where this is all. People used to do this all the time.
Okay,
put pillowcases or like a little throw blankets for babies in the freezer, let them get cold, and they would they obviously wouldn't freeze the baby. But
no, yeah,
calm them down a little bit and help them fall asleep a little bit.
Wow,
when you had a little knucklehead like me, and I don't. No, if I've made this clear enough to the audience, I'm not like over exaggerating when I say I've been nocturnal my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Ask my mother, ask my Nana. I did not sleep at night. They tried anything. And putting a pillowcase in the refrigerator seems like, hey, why not?
Let's try anything at this
point. We already threw them in the car and drove around a bunch with them, and we tried this, we tried that, and nothing else worked. It's an interesting kind of thing.
It's
kind of funny to see a day for it, though.
Mm-hmm.
Spring Bank Day, that's not a bad one.
All right.
National Paperclip Day, good one as well.
Bar paperclips. So, they even get overshadowed on their day.
Yeah. So this weekend we've got the tape and we've got paperclips.
Stuff to keep the wooded pulp planes together.
Yes. And, of course, most importantly of all of these days is Monday's Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
Observed on the last Monday in May every year, Memorial Day is a federal holiday in the United States that honors and remembers those who have died while serving in the military, particularly those who lost their lives in the line of duty. The holiday was first observed after the American Civil War to honor the Union soldiers who had died and was later extended to include all military personnel who have died while serving. I, like many out there, have lost relatives, have lost family and friends, and certainly appreciate their service, their ultimate sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to have known a soldier to appreciate soldiers and to appreciate what they've done and when giving us this freedom to be able to live our lives in the way we do and to be able to celebrate Memorial Day even.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how long we've been celebrating this day and that we're able to still celebrate it.
Mm-hmm.
From 1865, Charleston, South Carolina is where this all started.
Wow.
And the first observance took place.
That's
to
cool.
To now, where we all, how many, especially, I'm in my 40s, how many Memorial Days have I had that mm-hmm. I've been able to enjoy and make memories on and everything, thanks mm-hmm. to our soldiers, our fallen. We greatly appreciate them.
Yep.
And I would think... I know I've gotten a little in trouble with this before, never with soldiers, but with listeners before, which is always interesting to me. You would think a soldier would have more issue with what I'm saying than others, but
okay.
I believe Memorial Day, it's about first and foremost remembering those we've lost
right.
in the line of duty. I would think, in knowing some of those that have we've lost, I would think one of the things that they would want is for us to take care of our soldiers who are still here.
Mm-hmm.
So I always like to bring attention to that, and any chance you can interact with our VVA, VFW, we're going to tell you a little bit about a brat fry this weekend going on at IGA, some stuff like that. I think that is also another great way to celebrate Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Encourage you to do that, everybody, and enjoy. Have a safe, fun, and enjoyable weekend,
that's
everyone.
Right.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun on the on morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Sunny.
Oh.
Yesterday my life was filled with rain.
Welcome back, everybody.
Sunny. You smiled at me and really eased the pain.
It's a good one right now.
Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere.
I can't remember. Dang it. I cannot remember.
Sunny one so true. I love you.
Feels so bad.
424-2600 if you can tell us who this is.
Sunny.
I am so mad at myself right now.
I know. It's such a good song, too.
How do, between our brains, how do we not know?
I don't know, man.
This is such a good song.
This does not happen very often.
No. Beautiful song. Beautiful way to start out the segment. Welcome back, everybody. Seth and James here with you on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Talking a little Memorial Day now in the next segment, too, because when we come back after this one, we got the top 10 moments to make a vacation memorable.
All right.
Memorial Day memorable.
That's hard to say.
Yeah, it is. We are looking forward to hearing from you about that. 424-2600. Feel free to call up and join us with ways that you make it memorable, or what are some of your favorite memorable memories for Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. I got that one.
You got that one out. Yeah.
Your favorite Memorial Day memories.
You're making it hard for yourself this morning.
Now I'm kind of like, now I'm egging myself on.
how alliterative can you get?
How many people got plans this weekend? Plenty, I'm sure. A poll found most of us do. 75% of Americans plan to celebrate in one way or another. Wow, I feel really low, like a... I feel really lame now. I'm in the 25%. I don't have any plans.
Oh, no.
That's not cool.
But that's 25%.
It's not so bad.
Come on now.
Backyard barbecues are the top activity we've got planned. 59% of people celebrating Memorial Day say that they'll grill this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wonder if certain farm animals suddenly get this feeling of angst.
Oh, yeah.
When Memorial Day comes around, it's like there's like a smell in the forest. What is that?
Yeah, there's a bunch of pigs, acting. Like, why is everybody all nervous and stuff? And there's just this bunch of turkeys in the back smoking a cigarette. Yeah. You'll see. You'll all see. We understand. We get the same way in November. I don't know why I made the turkey sound like that.
It's too many cigarettes. That's what it is.
Well, turkeys shouldn't smoke.
So you should eat smoked turkey?
Yes. Nicely done. And he can get away with that joke. He's a dad.
I can.
It's okay.
Yes,
he can do dad jokes.
I'm allowed.
So a lot of us are going to be grilling this weekend. 43% will also be going to a party or hosting one.
Wow.
That's
nice.
Up 9% from last year.
Mm-hmm. And that makes sense. Yeah, with more opening. You know, every year we get more open from the pandemic. So, makes sense.
We're also planning to watch more fireworks this year than last year.
Ooh, okay.
That's cool.
Nice.
Now this is not a typical weekend. We do have fireworks occasionally and everything, but this isn't the 4th of July weekend.
No.
Keep your neighbors, in
Please.
Mind, everybody. 4th of July, no different than 4th of July.
Yeah.
Memorial Day is not just about you.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it has literally nothing to do with fireworks.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
So really, unless you are like a organization or something like that, you really shouldn't be. You got dogs. And part of the reason that we are so careful about lighting fireworks at obscene times and all that is our veterans.
Yes.
Like, it is the exact opposite of what you should be doing this weekend. Mm-hmm. Nobody should be lighting fireworks this weekend. Yep. Just on the slim chance that one person in your community who is a veteran may be dealing with that and struggling from that.
Yeah.
If I can't get people to listen about dogs and everything like that, do you at least care about our vets who are struggling with PTSD and these things?
So many stories from veterans about fireworks and how they don't like them. Yeah, it makes it makes total sense.
And I'm sorry, and I'm gonna lose a ton of people on this one. After the age of 13, how exciting are fireworks anymore? Like, really? Like, I get it. After at a sporting event, game after, at the end of a game and stuff, you're playing fireworks. I get that. I get sporting events and different reasons for that. But you on your own, sitting around with your buddies, like lighting an M80 off, like, ooh, how lame has things gotten in your life that you are jacked up about an M80? Like,
I'm with you on this one because, well, partially it's a personal thing. When I was a kid, I had very sensitive hearing and I hated fireworks because they were so loud. Now, and I think part of that's carried over. I'm really meh about even like the big fireworks displays, you know, unless they're doing something really impressive, you know, like shapes or something like that. But just to see things exploding in the sky, no, it doesn't do much for me.
On the 4th of July and those kind of events, I am all behind it. I get it. And I've talked to plenty of veterans that do too. But weekends like this, no, miss me with that. This weekend's about our military. We're asking you not to do this for our military. Mm-hmm. Like, of all the things that you would think.
Yeah.
A shout out to your wonderful wife, Beth. Bobby Hebb sings Sunny.
Oh.
Thank you, Beth.
She looked it up.
Either way, I don't care. It's out of my head, and I appreciate her.
Well, that was awesome. Yes. Thank you, dear.
Thank you, Beth. Have a good weekend. The top things on our shopping list this weekend are food, booze, non-alcoholic drinks, and party supplies.
There you go. Yeah. Yes. Of course, every party needs those things, right?
Yes.
Well, I mean, you don't have to have the alcoholic stuff, but you do need something to drink, for sure.
If you are drinking, beer is the top drink that we're having. 70% will buy beer, 43% wine, 30% hard seltzers, and 30% hard liquor.
Wow.
And it's kind of that's actually kind of
hard
spread
seltzers
out.
Seltzers are actually on the list.
Those hard. I don't get it. To each their own. More power to you if you're into them and everything. Man. Me, I tried a sip of I don't even know which one it was. It was probably a White Claw.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't. No, that's the thing. Somebody gave me one, and they're like, "Hey, try this." And then they thought they were fooling me by trying, try this one, and it was different. I couldn't tell the difference. I could not tell the difference.
No, it's water. It's water.
They're just lying to you. Let's go ahead and take a call real quick before we get to our final stat. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. You were talking about Memorial Day memories. Well, this was something that was very special for our family because my parents were married on Memorial Day.
Ooh.
It was May 30th. In 1942, Elmer and Caroline Lueck.
Oh, is that cool? That is really cool.
So we were always celebrating their anniversary on Memorial Day, for all the, years after. And they were married in a little country church out in Portage County, and the church is still standing proudly. We always, We always had those Memorial Day memories, and it was, their anniversary.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
And if the listeners don't know, that is the heart of this station, Pam Hilke right there. Pam, thank you so much for joining us with that.
Oh, no problem. I heard you talking about that, and I thought, I'm just going to call up and let you know that.
All right. That's
great. Memory. But, that is a good one.
Thank you, Pam.
Yep. All right. See you in a bit. Yeah. Best there is right there.
Oh, man.
Wow, that's great. That was a really good
one. That's great. Keep those calls. We want to hear that kind of stuff.
Yes.
It's great. Please do. Yeah.
We will wrap up this segment. And when we come back, keep the calls coming, everybody. Mm-hmm. Here are a few more things we've been buying in lead up to Memorial Day in the past month. Sales of sunscreen are up 109%.
Whoa.
Pool floats and pool noodles are 81%.
Pool noodles sounds so wrong.
It does sound wrong.
It's just wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, it really does. And new grills are up 54%.
Wow. Okay.
We will take a break right there and come back with some more phone calls, some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Go ahead and look across the room. at the person you've been wanting to ask to dance with.
There you go.
You're shy. Yep. You don't really feel like it. You start to make a step or two, and you're like, no. And you come back.
So with junior high, too, yeah.
You look at the ground and kick dirt that's not there, looking for your buddies, but they're all dancing.
Yeah.
And you look around, and you're the only one not dancing. And there's nobody out there. And then you see her, or him, or it, whatever it is. and you start dancing. Oh,
boy, this show is therapy for you. I swear to God.
It really is. I think I went to one or maybe one, yeah, two school dances in my life in mm-hmm. junior high at East. I went to two. That was about it. I never went to other school dances. It just never came up, prom yep. and all that stuff.
Yep.
I've always been curious about doing the, when, you know, they had the adult proms, like yeah. a lot of bars mm-hmm. will host those and stuff. Mm-hmm. One of these years, I may do something like that just for the fun of it.
Yeah.
Because I never experienced prom or anything like that. So
if I were to organize that, it would be a prom for adults, but it would be totally nerdy. It'd be like yeah. geek prom yeah, is what yeah, it would be. Yeah. So
be
everyone let
that.
Your freak flag fly yeah, well, and then you come there.
I am always in favor, and I have spent my life on the hill of waving my freak flag.
Yes, I'm that's
always
right.
I'm always in favor of that. Did you go to prom or anything? Did you do any of this?
My junior year I went to prom. Okay. I believe right. I did not go my senior year. I didn't go to a lot of dances either, just because I didn't want to.
yeah, yeah. A lot of people tell me that you should experience it and stuff.
Yeah,
so that's
yeah.
just why I ask.
Yeah.
So we ran a little bit longer on time in that last segment. So we're going to kick off the 8 o'clock hour with Memorial Day memories.
All right.
We'll talk about that. And I want more Memorial Day memories. We had one join
yeah.
us, and we had
mm-hmm.
one there. So let's talk about this as far as Memorial Day,
okay.
because saying Memorial Day is just not hard enough on my tongue to keep doing this to myself.
You got to keep doing it. Just got to.
Here are some Memorial Day weekend shopping stats for you. 40% of Americans are planning to shop Memorial Day sales this year.
Okay.
So I'm trying to think of what unique or special things are even on sale. I guess, you know, most there's always the, you know, Memorial Day weekend sale and,
yep.
and that kind of thing. And it's usually electronic stores.
Furniture, maybe.
Like.
Yeah,
furniture. Yeah,
that kind
furniture.
Of stuff.
So you're right. Yes, definitely furniture.
And I think part of that is because it's going into summer. There's some summer things, of course, that are on sales to get people ready for summer. But I don't know, maybe, and this is just totally off the top of my head, maybe the furniture is that, you just done spring cleaning.
Yeah.
And maybe
yeah.
you're looking for some new pieces to put in your living room or whatever. And it's like, hey, yeah, maybe that's a good time to do a sale.
I don't know if we're going to do it this weekend or next, but I have done the impossible. I have finally convinced my father, and I mean my mother and I.
Mm-hmm.
So really, that's how this happened. Because he wouldn't listen to just me.
Of course not.
My dad has been struggling with his hip, and
right.
he's not able to do things like he likes to. And mm-hmm. he finally had an appointment with a doctor that told him, are you insane? Because he told the doctor all the things he's been doing with this hip, and like, you're making it worse. Stop. So he finally listened to the doc, and
okay.
he's not doing it, but he wants to mow still. He loves mowing his lawn. He likes taking care of his lawn and
sure.
everything. We are getting him a riding lawnmower.
Nice.
We are going to get one, and I'm so excited about this. You would think I'm buying it for myself. Like, I'm very excited about it. I might look into it this weekend, though. Maybe that's what we do this
weekend.
See,
that's a good idea. You never know if that's, maybe you'll find a good deal, but you know what? He will, if he's never, has he ever been on a
yeah,
riding
yeah,
lawnmower
yeah.
before?
Oh, so. My papa used to have one.
Oh, okay. See now, and I'm guessing he'll enjoy it.
Oh, yeah.
Riding lawnmowers can be fun, you know?
Yeah,
so,
I've only done it a couple times, but yes, they are fun. Yes. We're planning to spend an average of $356 this weekend.
Wow.
Dang.
On
okay,
what?
Okay, Rockefeller. I don't know. I can tell you this, outside of like that, we're just talking about buying a riding lawnmower. Good luck finding one of those for $400.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you probably don't want it if you do. So definitely, maybe spending a little bit more, but on average, I don't know how much, I guess things add up. You got a longer weekend too.
I suppose, but my goodness.
Mm. 42% of people are shopping for themselves this weekend. 40% are shopping for kids. 37% will pick up items for their spouse or significant other. And another 29% are shopping for gifts for friends.
Okay.
Are there a lot more sales this weekend that traditionally than I'm aware of or something?
There might be. I don't know. Mm. I never thought of it much as a shopping weekend, you know?
No, at but that, we've turned every weekend into a shopping weekend.
Yeah, that's true. Or any holiday, for that matter. Yeah.
Yeah. Half the world doesn't even think, or half the world doesn't celebrate Thanksgiving. Right. Half the country doesn't. I don't understand why they don't celebrate Thanksgiving in Europe. Why don't they celebrate? What? Oh, okay.
Yeah, oh, wait. That's a,
why don't they celebrate it in England? Wait. Yeah, okay. because of Black Friday, half America doesn't even realize that you're really get into Thanksgiving anymore. They're all focused on Black Friday.
Exactly, man.
61% of people in the survey plan to spend money on food and drinks. 33% plan to shop for clothing. Now I'm thinking about people in England celebrating Thanksgiving and like doing it like the anti-British guy, the guy, because you know, you got some people like to mention, and I am one of them, the self deprecating Jew. Mm-hmm. English people are pretty guilty of this too. And I like the idea of an English person not leaving England at all, but being as American as they can be and embracing American culture and all these
things.
That
would be that the idea of that is hilarious. I love that.
I want that to happen. Please tell me there's somebody out there doing that.
The hilarious thing is every time if you've been to England and you get them to do an American accent, it's always from Texas for some reason. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Texas. Wait a minute.
It's not everybody.
Yeah.
the top three, although that would be an awesome America if everybody had a Southern accent.
Yeah.
I think that'd be kind of interesting. Yeah. The top three retailers people plan to shop with this Memorial Day are Walmart, Amazon, and Target. So no shock.
No
there.
Shockers there.
No.
Wow.
We encourage you to, do what you're going to do with those places, but buy local, support local. We've got a bunch of great local businesses around here that have all the items those places do. Be sure to, check them out, and especially any places you haven't been to in a while.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please do.
We greatly encourage you to, frequent and go to the places you hear during our breaks. Mm-hmm. These are businesses that believe in local radio, believe in supporting local. Mm-hmm. Encourage you to do the very same.
Yes.
We're going to take a break right here. We will come back with a live and direct update from our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. We'll talk with Paul, get you ready for not only the weekend, but for Memorial Day, and find out what Mother Nature has in store.
All
right. Coming
up
right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.